Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here backstage at the main stage of Seattle Hemp Fest. And I am joined by Tim Mee and Justin Jane Bridges. Tim, how you doing?
I'm good. Glad to be here on the 25th anniversary of Hemp Fest. How you doing?
Great. Justin?
Doing good, man. Happy to be back. Just moved down to Texas, so back up in the Northwest is pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. Certainly came here on a hot day, that's for sure. Tim Mee. I knew you from podcast days. Tell us what's keeping you busy up here in Seattle.
Oh, well, lately, you know, I've been doing my music thing. I just started a clothing line. I call it Mee Clothing. So you see I got my Cannabis Saves Lives shirts on. So I'm actually premiering them today. It's the first day I've been putting them on sale. So we're up at booth 903, the Cannabis Common Sense Tour. So we're in the new Cavi Goldland area.
Oh, you're working with Cavi Gold on this?
Well, we're in their area.
Oh, in that same
Cavi
area.
Cavi Land up there, yeah.
The new Cavi Gold stage, far out.
I got the clothing line and been working on some new music and working on this new tour that we're trying to set up.
Tell folks about your music. What are you playing? What kind of music?
Well, you know, I do hip-hop. People know me for doing Cannabis Saves Lives, the Yeah, I Dab song. So I came out in 2014 with Still Growing Cuts of Cannabis, which was my first album. And that's when I was working with Greenstream. That's when we first met.
Yeah.
And since then, I've just kind of been working on some new music. It hasn't really released yet. I do have a song out called Police Brutality. So I'm touching a little bit more of the serious content. But I know people are like, when are you going to come out with that next weed song? So it's coming. It's coming. I've been soaking in everything that's been happening in the last year because everything's been changing in Washington. I got to let all that kind of soak in and then write a song about it.
Yeah, lots to write a song about, that's for sure. And Justin James Bridges, I know you from the Portland days, but you say
yes,
you moved to Texas. Where in Texas?
Yes. Well, right now I'm going to be based out of Houston for a couple months. Have a little one on the way in January.
Oh, congratulations.
So moving down to be close to family, and it'll allow me to be able to travel more and everything. I'm based out of Houston right now, and we'll be back up for the Cannabis Common Sense Tour. I came up for Seattle Hemp Fest, obviously. And the tour, we start September 21st. We're playing in Tacoma at Jazz Bones, I believe. And our goal is to hit 20 states plus Washington, D.C. Between September 21st and November 5th. And it's the Cannabis Common Sense Tour that Larry Kirk, LK, and I founded back in 2014. And thank you, brother. And him and I hit the road with his nephew Brent and a couple others, and we went across the country spreading education and awareness, trying to raise money for our prisoners in jail, for the nonviolent cannabis prisoners, you know, that we have that are unfairly imprisoned right now. So our goal is to put $4.20 on as many prisoners' commissary accounts as possible.
That's great.
So we're trying to raise money to do that. 25% of the money we raise on the tour goes towards that. And so right now we're filling out the rest of our venues and stuff, but we have venues locked in already. We're in Washington, Oregon, Colorado, Texas, Florida, Chicago, I think we've got locked in. We've got a whole bunch of states. We're hitting up New York is being locked in right now. We got a whole bunch of stuff getting... We're hitting all the way to the East Coast and all the way back.
Wow, man. So this is the Cannabis Common Sense Tour, and must be a pretty diverse lineup because your music is kind of guitar-driven, blues kind of rock. So
right,
tell us about the artists that are on this and what this tour is all about.
So, the tour is really about education and awareness about cannabis and hemp. And we know, everybody knows that the cannabis and the hemp crowd listens to a very diverse range of music. So we have artists, I mean, I play from blues, funk, soul, rock, you know, hip-hop, jazz, all mixed together. Timmy's a hip-hop artist. We have hip-hop artists joining us in a couple different states. We have some really soulful blues players joining us down south in Texas, some jazz players and things like that. The Holy Child's talking about hopping on for some shows down there. They've played up at Hempstock and a couple other places around. They're originally from California, now based out of Texas. Get Down Jones was supposed to be on the tour with us. They had some medical issues, so they're going to be playing the Northwest shows, but they can't hit most of the bigger part of the tour. But we have people that are going to be joining us across the country. Timmy,
I got my homie Manch Malevolent. He's a part of my True Entertainment, so he'll be coming on some of the shows. We also have a local band called the Forgotten 45s. They're kind of an alternative rock band. They'll be doing the local the Tacoma show. And we're working on a show in Olympia right now, so we'll have more announcements for that soon.
Yeah, we're trying to raise, like I said, our big goal is to spread and raise education and awareness about cannabis and hemp and about the laws, and try to get people to go out and vote, because if you don't go out and vote, it's not going to change. Well, it's going to change. It's not in the direction you want to see it, because I guarantee you the people that don't like us are going out to vote.
Oh, I also want to say we're not just doing music. We'll have speakers. Like in Tacoma, we have Grandma Cat will be coming out as one of the speakers. And we have some other people lined up as well. And
Cliff Duvall will be speaking for us in Texas. Everybody loves Cliff.
You know, so the point is, you know, we want to emphasize this, the educational tour. You know, we're trying to definitely get the message out about cannabis, why we should end prohibition, and also, you know, helping out the people that are incarcerated.
That's from
for
State
it.
It's true.
Tim, me, and Justin James Bridges lay out all the like websites and Facebooks and albums and anything else you want to promote while we're here.
Well, you can go to our website, CannabisCommonSenseTour.com, and I am working on a new website. It's not up yet, so right now you got to go to ReverbNation.com/TimMeINC.
That's Tim, T-I-M, me, like the first person pronoun,
yes.
Me.
Yes.
And you can check me out, JustinJamesBridges.com. You can also look up the Mad Dabber, MadDabber710. I'm going to have some new clothes coming out. I'm debuting a new shirt this weekend. It's a You Glob Dab Kids shirt. You Glob Dab Kids.
You Glob Dab Kids. Glob Dab it.
Exactly.
Did I mention to you my my universal dab measuring system?
No, you did not.
Okay, so it's Dib Dab Glob Slab.
Dib Dab Glob Slab?
The dib is the smallest possible unit of dabbage. It's okay. The littlest you can get on the fork and call it a dab. Anything okay. Lower than that, you're just fucking around.
Right.
So three dibs makes a dab. Three dabs makes a glob. Three globs makes a slab. It's base three because fuck metric.
Okay.
Also, because when you're out in the field, you can divide things in thirds.
Sure.
Dividing them in tenths is a little dicey. So, dib, dab, glob, slab.
Okay.
Just spread it around the country and tell them I made it up.
Don't forget about the dunk.
The dunk? Tell us about the dunk.
I don't know, this is what we call it when you don't have to use the little dabber, you just pick it up and
the whole damn
you
slab.
Just pick the damn thing up and just drop it on.
Yeah,
it.
Now that when I hear slab dabs, I think of when, you know, you take a slab and you heat the nail and then you just tap the slab to the nail.
Until you get what you want.
so you guys call that dunking though?
Well, usually we just roll it up into a ball and it just drops.
Okay, so that's dunking. We're more LeBron style.
Right.
The king of dabs.
The king of dabs. All right, and so we got the websites. We got the tour, CannabisCommonSenseTour.com to learn more. Lots of eclectic, different types of music. And we're talking about artists who really care about this movement, trying to spread some education. Guys, thanks for stopping by and have a great Hemp Fest.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.